Mark Friedman is president of Fulcrum Properties.
We're in the Park at Davis Commons, which is located in the middle of downtown Davis.
He specializes in building pedestrian-friendly, sustainable development like Davis Commons.
We wanted to have a reason for people to come here. And we hit upon the idea that what we should have is a beautiful green space, a commons.
For most of us, that wouldn't be the first thing that comes to mind in considering a 44,000-square-foot retail space. But it was for Friedman. Storefronts face the park, and the parking is hidden in the back.
When we originally presented the plan to the Planning Commission for design review, it was very, very favorably received. And they appreciated the important public gesture of devoting a significant portion of the site to a public park.
But that was before a group calling itself the Friends of Davis discovered that Borders Books was the anchor tenant. The group sued under CEQA. Friedman says the lawsuit had little to do with the environment, but was instigated by an independent bookstore owner.
You don't have to demonstrate that you have an environmental interest that's been harmed, and in fact, you don't even have to disclose who you are.
It took several years, cost more than $150,000, and ended up at the state Supreme Court before Friedman could finish Davis Commons. California State Senator Michael Rubio, a moderate Democrat, is leading the charge to overhaul CEQA and stop abusive litigation.
That's the argument we're putting forward. Should the California Environmental Quality Act be used, should it be misused, rather, for some to delay or kill projects when it has nothing to do with the environment. There's an entire cottage industry that's out there today filing these lawsuits.
Environmentalists disagree.
You know, you can point to one or two examples here and there, but the reality is that is not slowing up a tremendous amount of development.
Bruce Resnick is with the Planning and Conservation League. He says study after study shows few projects end up in court because of CEQA.
The statistics are the statistics. 0.3% of projects face litigation. The majority of those ultimately get built, but usually they get built with more environmental protections and more community protections.
Environmentalists like Resnick argue that CEQA needs to be strengthened, not reformed. They say Rubio's effort last legislative session to overhaul CEQA would have emasculated it.
Would have rendered CEQA, to us, the most important foundational environmental law and community protection law in the state of California, really kind of a moot point, a meaningless law.
The most contentious part of that bill would have blocked CEQA lawsuits if a project's environmental review met a city's general plan or state environmental standards. Democratic Senator Noreen Evans, a longtime CEQA supporter, says the standards-based approach is a bad idea.
Well, general plans are, by their very definition, general. And CEQA is designed to get into the weeds of any development and identify any potential negative impacts so that the local government can then require those to be mitigated. So this approach that would be standards-based would throw that out.
While Rubio's attempt at changing the law last session was unsuccessful, political pressure this session seems to be in his favor. The governor has called for modernizing the law. And Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg, who put Rubio's overhaul efforts last session on hold, says it's time for a change.
I think after 40 years, it's time for an update that protects the environment but allows the process to work a little more efficiently and a little faster, especially for projects that we encourage, like renewable energy projects and other clean and green projects.
There is some agreement on small changes, like revealing the identities and financial interests of litigants. Several bills that would change CEQA have already been introduced, but it will be a long battle before any legislation takes a final form. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.